Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Trying to get an answer. We lost Nick, but we got Sean. Hang on, Sean. Hey, Eric, I was wondering, I'm on a dating app. Most professional men are not up all night leaving messages. What is the most appropriate time to leave a first message on a woman's website as a man without being or coming off as a creep?
Yeah.
So Nick had said like 8 p.m., but then he bailed, which cost you, Nick. It cost you a tin Eric in the Morning camping mug. Cost you. See? But Sean hung on, so he gets one. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for hanging on. So you believe the sending the message like on Bumble or Tinder, as a man, you shouldn't send it past what time?
6 p.m. as somebody that kind of tries to be sensitive to when people might go to sleep. But feel free to turn it into a joke, Eric and company.
I don't have a lot to work with there, Sean, but I'll try. I'll do what I can with that. 6 p.m. would really be only affecting people that have jobs like ours.
Stuff like that. I mean, I can give you more material if you'd like. So you can have ammunition.
Careful. I'm this close to taking away your 10 Eric in the Morning camping mug.
Well,
all right, give him one.
Yeah.
Until you're tired. He's just trying to help you
out. Thank you, Sean. What do you think, Violetta?
Well, 6 p.m. is interesting because it gives you enough time to actually have a dialogue and a conversation for the evening, but it seems a little early, maybe like 7.
Nick said 8. Don't send one past 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Is this a big deal? Like, the whole concept of being on a dating app is trying to meet someone, and then when someone wants to meet you, you immediately start judging them poorly.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Well, maybe you're just not available to chat then, and then they think you're ignoring them. So, the question is, when is it going to be best for everybody to talk?
Okay. How can you tell if you get unmatched on Bumble? Now, if you're on Bumble... Remind me how Bumble works. Is that the one where women get clearance first? They get to decide if they even want to talk to you?
Yeah, and then once you decide you want to talk to them as a female, then they can match with you.
Right, so the woman will open the conversation.
Reach out first. Yes.
Men, we just have to sit there like idiots and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Totally.
Got it.
Not hard for us sitting there like idiots.
Right. It says here, though your match will never actually receive any written indication that you've X'd them out of your life, they may be able to figure it out. Just as social media indicates when you've been blocked, whenever you unmatch or block someone on Bumble or vice versa, your conversation with them can no longer be accessed. And while this may just confuse the other person, it also can potentially tip them off to what really happened because you no longer show up in their feed.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Yeah, and if you're really watching someone closely, you'll see like, oh, Mike dropped out.
Right. What happened to Jimmy? Jimmy hasn't popped up in my feed. Well, that's because Jimmy X'd you out.
So it's like you open the door in the beginning, and then you have the opportunity to shut the door whenever you want.
Hey, it's Eric. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. Scratch everything. Scratch the cat.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a second because somebody did get up at 3 a.m. and watch Friends.
Oh, really?
A true review.
A true review is right. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, I'm tired.
Oh, I'll bet. So you got up at 3 a.m., you loaded up the Amazon Prime, Hulu, Peacock, whatever it was, and fired up the Friends reunion. What was your takeaway? Did you enjoy it? Was it good?
It was very good, done very tastefully, and I cried.
Okay.
Cried. Okay. Did all of, without revealing too much, because we don't want to do any spoiler alerts, but did all of them cry?
Not all of them, just the girls, mostly. One man threatened to, but it didn't happen.
Gotcha.
I know that was Matthew Perry from the trailer, because there's a part where he goes, no, I'm going to cry.
Are you a super fan? Would you say you're like a super fan?
She got
like,
up at 3 a.m.
Well, would an average fan enjoy it? That's my question.
An average fan, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, so it's something that that you would recommend.
I do.
How long was it?
An hour and a half.
Okay. And again, without revealing anything, were there surprises that caught you off guard, either people that showed up or revelations that were made?
Not at all, but the newer crowd that were reintroduced to Friends would be surprised throughout.
Okay. Oh,
okay. And of the six Friends, how do you think they looked?
Oh, I felt so bad for the men.
Yeah, right? They did not age well.
Oh, wow.
Tom Selleck looked good.
Oh, well, Tom Selleck's the main three guys.
Yeah. I did mention that, and I love him, but it did look like Matt LeBlanc did maybe eat Matthew Perry.
When you said that last week, I was like, how bad could it be? But oh my gosh.
Oh, man. Yeah. Maybe he's happy.
Yeah, yeah, he's very happy. He's Nobody's questioning his happiness, just his looks.
Like, I don't care. I got millions of dollars.
All right,
plenty of people love me. I'm fat, so what?
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it, Amanda?
I would give it a 9 because they didn't invite back like Paul Rudd, who was sitting in the finale at the end and all that, but he wasn't there.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to watch it tonight. Thanks for the heads up and the tip. Amanda got up at 3 a.m. to watch Friends, and the men did not age well.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Okay, what's the world talking about? I don't know. Violetta does at number 3.
Vogue trending after Ariana Grande shared a couple of pictures from her and Dalton Gomez's intimate at-home wedding exclusively through them.
Wow.
She looks beautiful, but every bride does on their special day.
So did Dalton. He looked beautiful, too.
He looked okay.
Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Selena Gomez shared a hilarious throwback video singing a Britney Spears classic.
Britney comedy. Good stuff.
No, she was using one of those super cheesy, like, 2000s digital swirl backgrounds. She had glittery blue sunglasses on, and she was, like, all of 8 years old. And we have a little clip of that.
That is adorable. Trending on Twitter.
In connection to that, Britney Spears retweeted and said, so when are we going to do a song together?
Oh,
so maybe Britney's coming back. Sounds just like me in my computer room.
Nice. Let me know when it's over. And trending on Twitter, number 1.
Kelly Clarkson is set to take over Ellen's coveted daytime slot when comedian bows out following low ratings and allegations of bullying and a toxic workplace behavior. So this report came out yesterday evening, and unclear if it's really going through, but that's what the talk is right now.
Is Kelly back in a studio?
I think so. Yeah,
Studio because I like Kelly. You're not going to find a nicer person than Kelly Clarkson. You truly are not.
Yeah,
but I find her show very difficult to watch, particularly when she was at home trying to interview people. It was uncomfortable.
Okay, you have to choose between her show or Drew Barrymore. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm watching Kelly.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Ben Affleck recently gave driving lessons to his 15-year-old daughter, Violet. They were seen driving his $151,000 Mercedes in an empty parking lot. Violet promptly hit and went over a curb.
Yikes.
Yeah. When you're in your own car, you don't have that emergency brake that the teachers do on the right hand side.
That's right.
Yeah. Anybody listening who had an incident while learning to drive? You know, you're out in your dad's Gran Torino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what you drove in with?
Yeah, yeah. It's got the, what do you call it? Not a T-top, but the station wagon-y thing in the back.
Oh, you got it was station wagon-y.
Yeah, that Gran Torino.
I believe that's what it is, the station wagon-y thing. I got you.
Kind of like a pickup station wagon combined.
I'm with you. Hi there, Kaylin.
Hi. So I was learning to drive, and it was dark out. We were going through a neighborhood. The speed limit was 20, and I decided that that was too slow for me. And my mom was like, Kaylin, you really have to slow down. You can't go that fast. There's cops that sit in this neighborhood, and I'm like, Mom, I'm fine. We're not going that much faster than the speed limit.
You lit that thing up.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no more than like 3 minutes later, a cop pulled me over, and I started crying, and my mom was sitting there laughing the entire time the cop was talking.
Yeah. Slow that thing down. Yeah.
Yep.
What does a cop say to a 15-year-old who's speeding while mom is in the passenger seat laughing?
Well, he obviously told me that I needed to slow down and that I need to listen to my mother next time and slow down. So he ended up letting me go, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so him and my mom got a good joke in. And
that's good. That as long fun. As cops and moms get good jokes in.
For sure.
That's a good
Definitely.
Day. That is a good day. Incident while learning to drive, Ray.
Yes. So my mom used to take me practice driving in a cemetery.
See? I brought that up once that I hear that people do that and you're living proof it's true.
Oh, yes, I am. And for legal reasons, this is a joke. I hit a gravestone when backing up.
Really? Oh. Came around a corner a little bit hot and took out Mr. Jones. Who's been lying there peacefully for decades until you came around the corner. Wow.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then what happened? Did you report that? Did you get out of there quickly?
Right.
No, I sped off really quick. I mean, it didn't look like there was any damage to the gravestone. Right. Just the car.
Those things are granite. I gotta handle it. Oh, man. Incident while learning to drive, Lindsay.
Yes, I had been doing great with driving, and then my dad said, park the car for us in the garage. Everything went great until then when I took this side mirror off.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, yep. I almost do that every day still.
Me too.
They definitely don't teach you at Caneland how to park cars.
Oh, did they? You're a Caneland kid too, just like me. Did you have Mr. Drendel?
Mr. Drendel, good old Mr. Drendel,
You guys know the same guy?
Yeah, he's the driver ed teacher. Yeah.
And that explains why you're still almost knocking off your side mirror.
That's true.
I should work that into the curriculum.
Mr. Drendel ever hit the brake when you were driving in the snow?
No, I don't recall driving in the snow, but I remember going to the bank to put deposits for him.
I do remember that, too.
With my driving teacher, we went to go get cheap cigarettes, like, up in Bensonville. Totally. He's like, all right, we're going to go to Bensonville today. Yeah, I'm like,
get
okay.
Cheap smokes.
That's got cartons amazing. And cartons.
Yeah, that's great. Hi there, Tricia.
Hi.
Hi, incident while learning to drive?
Yeah, the first time I got in the car with my mom to learn how to drive, we're driving home and she didn't want me to pull in the driveway, so she said, just stop here and I'll pull it in. Mm-hmm. So I just got out of the car and didn't put it in park.
Kept rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. In park.
You need to spell that out.
I see. Well, I didn't know that you wanted that. I thought maybe you were going to run alongside and dive through the window. Hey, Claudia, an incident while learning to drive?
Yeah, I was with my mom on my permit, and I came out of the mall turning right. The car was gonna turn into the mall, changed his mind. And to compensate, I turned all the way right, went through the lilac bushes, totaled the bottom of the car, because something underneath broke. I don't know. Anyway,
right,
the car
ripped
was
something
totaled.
Off. There was smoke. There was flames. Lilacs were everywhere. No one knew which direction. Right. I ended up in the front of Claire's. I don't know.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Your kids and their imaginary friends or what they believed they were, dinosaurs, cats, et cetera, et cetera. I hope we get that. There was one person on hold I wanted to find out the story because they said their kid is dealing with an undercover cop issue.
Oh, wow.
I really wanted to hear that.
My gosh.
If you're the person with the kid who's like, we got problems here. There's undercover cops in the house.
Right.
There's a narc.
Yeah, there's narcs in the house. Exactly. I want to hear that story.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on back. Hi there, Missy.
Hi.
Hi. Your daughter?
My daughter, she had an imaginary friend named Lisa. Uh-huh. For about years, we used to have to hold her hand. She was always in the room with us.
You always had to hold Lisa's hand.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And how long was Lisa a part of the family?
Lisa was a part of the family for about 3 years.
Wow. That's quite a stay she had.
And what happened to her? She just disappeared.
That undercover cop got her.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Lisa. Caleb.
She could bust it for squatting.
Linda. Hi, Linda. What happened?
Hi. Frank owned the house before we bought it, and Frank would get blamed for everything. So you would say, who put the fingerprints on the dust in the on the TV?
Right.
And the kids would go, must have been Frank.
Frank.
Oh, there's Frank. Yeah.
Right, he's still around. He's got the keys. We never changed the locks, right? Mom. That's kind of on you. All right. Kids. Hi, Angie.
Hi. So just like my little girl thought she was a cat or thinks she's a cat, when I was a little kid, I thought I was an undercover cop because my parents spoiled me too much. So I assumed the role of the Pink Panther, and I just lived my life like I'm a cartoon undercover cop. I know it was really stupid, but at this point, I'd be like, yeah, I know Kevin.
Yeah. Angie, so you're the undercover cop, but you converted that into the Pink Panther.
Yeah, it was this little kid stupid stuff, and I thought I was, like, imaginary and cool in life. Right.
I can tell you have a very vivid imagination.
Yeah.
That you're very good at entertaining yourself in those moments. Mm-hmm. You know, where you're alone and you're just trying to fill time, you're solid at it. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a skill. Hold on to that. Gene.
Yes.
Kids and their imaginary friends and or what they thought they were.
Yes, how are you?
Good, thank you. Fire away with your story there, Big G.
Well, sorry.
I'm all jacked
your
up and
turn.
Ready to go.
Yeah, when I was little, my mother has pictures. I used to have earthworms, and they'd sunbathe with me because none of my brothers wanted to.
You would sunbathe with earthworms.
Ah,
all right.
Well,
yeah.
I think I was more comfortable with our uncomfortable silence.
Yeah, yeah.
That story.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Let's go back to the uncomfortable silence. That freaks me out. Thank you, Gene.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Mix Morning Mindbender. Relationship experts say this is how long you should text before you actually go on a first date. Nikki.
I'm guessing 2 weeks.
Whip.
Whoa, like 3 days?
Violetta, like 45 minutes.
I was going to say about 24 hours.
24 hours, okay. 312-233-1019. Hey, Tony, tell them.
I think it's 2 weeks.
Just you and Nikki, right? Nope.
That's 2 weeks? Wow.
That's
who's way, got the time?
Way too long. Way too long.
You know, taking it slow.
45 minutes is the answer.
Okay.
Six
no,
texts.
No, whoa. No, it's not.
3 hours until you get ready to go.
Yeah. Laura, according to relationship experts, how long should you text before a first date?
It's 3 days.
It is 3 days.
Wow.
They say 3 days, Whip. You know you're texting and dating.
I obviously know things.
You're a love expert,
that's
Whip.
Right. I'm an expert. Come to me.
3 days.
Small fee.
They say that's enough to establish safety, but also not enough time to know important things that you should learn in person, not over text.
Yeah.
Like you're revealing enough to be secure, but not revealing so much that it's like, all right, now I know everything about you when I go out. What are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done. How's your morning going, Laura?
My morning's great. Thank you.
Well,
love listening to you guys.
Ah, you're the best. You're the best. Just for that, you get a prize. Just for saying that. Who cares you got the answer right? Yep. 3 days, Nikki.
Yeah. Got to rethink that.
Nikki's like, I don't know, like a year and a half.
Like just wait a while.
You can't be too careful. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. 312-233-1019 in your relationship. You and your significant other, you have a celebration of a day that's out of the ordinary. Maybe you celebrate the day that you went on your very first vacation together.
Aww.
You know, like every June 8th, you acknowledge. Remember, you know, 20 years ago on June 8th, we went on our first vacation together. Maybe you have some type of tropical drink on that day. I don't know.
I love that.
I don't know. 312-233-1019. Jim?
Yes.
The anniversary you celebrate with your significant other?
We celebrate the day we met annually.
The day
and,
you met.
Mm-hmm. We do that because we met on November 3rd, and we got married in May. So May is always nice in Chicago, but November is kind of crappy. So
right.
We go out of town every year. We've been in Maui almost every year for our anniversary.
Oh, hey, how about you?
You celebrate the day you met more than the day you tied the knot.
Yeah, I love that.
I guess there's probably a lot of people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not that out of the ordinary. Hi, V. Hello, V.
V.
Yeah.
What did I say?
W.
XYZ. Thank you. What do you celebrate there?
We celebrate the sexversary.
The sexversary. Wow. There you go. Now something Violetta can relate to. Finally. The sexversary. So you celebrate the first time that actually happened, huh?
Yeah.
Without getting too much information... WXYZ.
Yeah.
What is the date of that?
Oh my God, September 26th.
September 26th.
Oh man, what a special memory.
She's even blushing now.
Yeah. Mark your calendars.
What a lovely memory.
Crisp fall day.
That day's never going to be the same for me now.
No.
I'm going to remember this conversation every September 26th. Ah! Hey, it's Eric, and you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. Here are your three headlines. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Three Story Thursday. New study says 150 years old is maximum age humans can physically reach.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Even as of now, you can reach that?
Well, I guess you'll have to wait to find out.
Oh, okay.
On Three Story Thursday.
Okay.
Headline number two. Chihuahua to stand trial.
Drop the chalupa.
Headline number three. 224-pound Russian woman suffocates her husband with her buttocks.
Ooh.
There you go, suffocating buttocks.
Oh my God!
They're all good.
We have to end with the buttocks.
Okay, probably. Yeah, we can do that.
I want to know about these humans who are 150.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we don't know that they're actually going to be 150. It's just that's the maximum age we could get to. 150 years old, maximum age humans can physically reach. Researchers believe they've identified the upper limit of human mortality at 150 years.
Oh.
This would top the current record for the oldest human, Gene Calmette, who passed away in 1997 at 122.
Wow.
That's the most any human has ever gone.
I never knew that.
All these same tech people, the Bezoses and the Elon Musk, they're all working on making us like immortal. So they're going to up this number.
Artificial intelligence analyzed the health and fitness related information of humans. Researchers determined the human lifespan significantly based on two data points, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Lifestyle, chronic disease, stress, et cetera, et cetera. And they finally settled on, researchers believe that around 120 to 150, the human body shows a complete loss of resilience, resulting in an inability to recover.
Oh, okay.
It's like, doesn't matter.
A good story.
Yeah. Right, yeah, as of now.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? 120 is a good run. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, that, the way they put that is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, you know, a clean hundo is a hell of a run.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Chihuahua to stand trial. If you saw this, the New York Post says a Chihuahua from the UK has been ordered to stand trial for nipping the Avon lady, which sounds like it's slang for something. You all right, Whip?
Oh. Well, first of all, you there are still... Techie? Yeah, well, A...
Hey, Eric, what'd you do Saturday? Well, let me just put it to you this way. I was nipping the Avon lady. You know what I'm saying?
God, I saw that pink car.
Yeah. Right there. That's what my buddies go, I don't know what that means.
I don't...
Hell, you don't want to know what I did. I was busy nipping the Avon lady.
No, stop it. I only
right you are, Eric. Right? Where are you, voice guy?
Oh, you
right
just
here.
You just woke up.
Are there still Avon ladies?
Are you still
there? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Louise Elf was going door to door in England when Buddy the Chihuahua raced out of his home to greet her. Buddy bit her leg and drew blood. Louise went to the police before they pressed charges against Buddy and his owner, Ash Rutledge. They're facing 5 years in jail if convicted of having a dangerous dog. A judge also could order Buddy to be put to sleep.
No, it's not Buddy's fault.
Buddy the Chihuahua.
I'm not blaming the victim either. It's nobody. It's just when things happen.
Yeah, nothing like victim shaming in a Chihuahua story.
No, you know what? I'm saying the Chihuahua, I mean, you got to, you know what I'm saying.
I'm with you.
Can't
it's
kill
fine.
Buddy.
It's fine.
Okay, yeah.
It's okay.
Man, these are up.
224-pound Russian woman suffocates her husband with her buttocks.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Tatiana. That's they only give her first name. Right. Of course her name is Tatiana. Allegedly refused to let husband Adar go, even as he begged forgiveness from underneath her buttocks.
Caught nipping the Avon.
That's
they
right.
They
this
needed
is
a
your
code word.
Yeah, this is your punishment. Ajar, or whatever you said his name was.
Adar. Yeah. Tatiana said she was merely trying to calm her husband down after the couple had been drinking and decided the best way, well, was to sit on him. 224-pound Russian woman ended up suffocating her husband to death with her buttocks.
Oh, that's not funny.
That was not funny.
That is really unfortunate.
Excellent. Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Here we go, Violetta, number three.
Kelly Osbourne trending after making a very strong statement that she did not have plastic surgery. There are some new pictures out showing a very lean look with bold cheekbones and very luscious big lips.
So she's lying.
Well, I'm not saying she's lying. Maybe she didn't have plastic surgery, but fillers, Botox, it's not completely natural.
She does look like a totally different person.
Oh yeah.
More on really good plastic surgery coming up tomorrow morning on the show.
That's the best kind.
You know, the kind Whip and I have had.
Right, exactly. You
really
can't even tell.
Good stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we've had the good stuff.
Really never
good.
Guessed.
Yep. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Oh, my God. Rugrats are back. They are in a new CG animated series now streaming on Paramount Plus, and a whole new generation can fall in love with the adorable tots. 90s babies are pumped on Twitter. They're excited to see Tommy Pickles, Chucky, and Angelica again.
I'm pumped.
No, seriously, it's so exciting.
I am a pump.
Is that what you screamed about earlier?
Yeah.
You, like, jumped up and started clapping.
Sweet, there's so
sweet
many.
Joy.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
Memories. Big news this morning. You know the cereal Fruit Loops?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who doesn't?
I know, right? They're delicious. Mm-hmm. Well, the Fruit Loops company are coming out and saying that is all the same flavor, all the different colors, all the same flavor. What?
So it's in your imagination if you think they're
different. Yeah, the red tastes like the green, the blue. It's mind-blowing.
I'm not overly surprised by that.
Yeah. And you might be asking yourself, well, what flavor are they if they're all the same flavor?
Fruit.
Yeah, they said fruit. F-R-O-O-T.
That's right.
Fruit flavor.
Yeah. A blend of fruit flavors.
Just the way we all want it.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.